The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back, TNT. We're inside the second hour, Inside the Human Impact. And in studio today, we have Mr. Brian Lewis, who has been here before to talk about sport. And today, he is going to talk about, we're going to talk about social media, the importance, or some people say not that important, in terms of the risks and the positive parts that social media can play in sport. Welcome back, Mr. Lewis. How are you?
Thank you very much. Good morning to you and all the listeners, and thank you very much for having me, because, you know, it's always good for the opportunity to be created for us to have conversations about elements of sport that get underplayed in the whole win-lose dynamics of sports. Most of the conversation, I wouldn't say it tends to be surface, because that's not true, but what really is important in the conversation surrounding sport, as you see in developed countries, is also looking at elements that impact sport and the athletes in particular.
Now, just a few minutes ago, I don't know if you saw Ms. Johnson and Khalifa leave the building. Khalifa is the captain of the Trinidad and Tobago team that won gold at the CAC Games. Right. And Ms. Johnson is the coach. Right. And they were talking about recognition and also visibility. So, seeing how we're talking about social media, the positive parts of the use of social media for sport, can you give us an idea as to, you know, how we can develop that for the betterment of sport?
So what I think would have been the trigger for this conversation is, again, I did a Things That Matter column, which comes out weekly on a Tuesday. And a couple of weeks ago, it was kind of saying sport organizations need to educate athletes about the risk of social media. So,
and the usage, how they use social media.
Right. So before, because it's interesting that you connected those dots, because in the contemporary or the modern environment, And you're very perceptive, because at the core of what the netball captain, the gold medal Central American and Caribbean Games, or Central Caribbean Games as it's now called, gold medal captain and coach were talking about, when you talk about visibility, etc., and profile, that's where in the modern environment social media can be used. But as I was telling someone, the reality is that social media, so people conflate when you say social media. So they include the World Wide Web and but in reality, the social media, they're like the Facebooks, the Snapchats, the Instagram, the TikToks, Pinterest, Twitter.
Which is X now?
Which is X now, as opposed to Google, Yahoo, and those sites, right? Where, I mean, Google had become, what do you call that, ubiquitous? It's now the, everybody goes to, as my doctor was telling me, you know, the problem with trying to deal with various issues, including cancer. You were saying that part of the challenge they face is that there are 1.4 million experts and 1.4 million doctors graduated from University of Google. So, you know, when we talk about social media, it's more social media. So, social media is like everything across the history of mankind that has been created. It was initially created with a good in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything. You go and check everything. From the nuclear bomb, gun, everything had some original good intent. But human beings being what they are, everything
mm-hmm.
had gotten corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of there will always be people who will realize it can be used for things that may not necessarily be good. So I was telling someone that social media is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using the example, I don't know if I'm permitted to use it, of a car, a gun, laptop, anything. If you don't get training in how to use it,
mm-hmm.
you become a threat to yourself and others.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody drives a car without going to driving class, which we probably have a lot of, they have craziness on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Gun, same thing. Drug, everything. So social media fits in that. And that is why the context of the importance of training, educating awareness,
mm-hmm.
because the benefits of social media in the sports world and in the athletes in particular is that it has democratized brand building.
Mm-hmm.
It has, in everything, social media, you can now scale a business, build a business,
mm-hmm.
and you don't need hundreds of millions of capital. You need a laptop or a smartphone or whatever you could do. So, in the modern world, at the elite sport and professional level, athletes are now brands.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most powerful tools to build a brand is social media.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the positive.
Mm-hmm.
The negative aspect of it is that because of how social media was designed, it's addictive. That's how it was designed.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, science have shown, tests have shown that it has the same impact, dopamine,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Impact as gambling and anything we do for pleasure, right?
Mm-hmm.
So once it starts to become addictive, it also exposes you to bullying, it exposes you to unrealistic expectations, etc. So
mm-hmm.
if you don't create that knowledge and awareness and balance, you've had instances, and apologies, disclaimer, I know you have different rules and know everything when you say certain things. So it is documented that the abuse of social media either way has caused people to self-harm.
Mm-hmm.
It has caused athletes, we deal with athletes,
mm-hmm.
to suffer mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So
caused a few to leave sport.
Very
you know?
Much so.
And on the other side of it too, abusive behavior by fans.
Yes.
On right. Let's take, for example, the concluded World Cup.
Yes.
You know, for many of the young players who either missed goals or teams that lost, they now have to be recluse.
Especially those who play for European
football,
teams,
yes.
And are black and brown,
mm-hmm.
or minority.
Mm-hmm. Minority players.
Ethnicity and descendants,
yeah.
Right? They are blamed with a significant racial component.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You say here social media is both a blessing and a curse. It gives people a sense of power and relevance that they may not really have. It makes experts of us all. In other words, it can create fake experts. Everyone wants to be or believes they are a social media influencer, and they seem more interested in that than in being good at what they may actually be good at. In an article entitled The Dangers of Social Media for Athletes, the writer Joe Davis presented some interesting information. Davis pointed out that it is no secret that the social media platforms have been designed to capture as much of our attention as possible, with features that keep users hooked, integrated into their existence by Silicon Valley psychology and tech experts. Now, knowing that information, how can one, let's take for example the netball team that was just here, can use that psychology to bring beneficial results to the game of netball rather than the negative side of it?
Right. So let me answer the question this way and then get to the question.
Mm-hmm.
There are over nearly 5 billion social media users who research has shown spend on average 2 to 3 hours every day on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And don't underestimate the earlier part of the sentence about Silicon Valley and what it has, how it has designed its product.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. So, inherently, social media has moved from maybe what it was originally intended, which at its base was a means for human beings to connect, to communicate, regardless of distance.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't make money off of those basic things. You make both of the harvesting of your information, and we all know it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand that inherently, therefore, social media isn't your friend. It's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And like all tools, you can either use it to help you, or it can be used
against you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Against you. And that is an important fundamental thing, because the access that social media provides is a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm.
As you would have indicated there. So to answer your question, that being said, and I think that is an important parameter, and I really would hope that as they go back to do whatever they do, that they are still tuned into your program on a 6.5 freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes back to the heading of that Things
the
That
article.
Matter column.
Yeah.
Before they could do anything with it that benefits them and is strategic, they need to have education and awareness. They need on digital marketing, because it's not just about social media. As I said, it could be a car. You could use a car to drive, but if you don't know how to use a car,
mm-hmm.
it's a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So you need, I believe strongly that knowledge is power. So the Netball Association or the clubs or whoever in this place we're talking about netball,
mm-hmm.
they need to revisit and have a conversation with someone who understands and knows, identify what they want to achieve out of their digital marketing
strategy.
Or social media strategy.
Right.
What is the brand position?
Mm-hmm.
What is the brand value?
Mm-hmm.
What do they have that will attract whoever they're trying to attract? If it is companies, if it is sponsorship, if it is fans, if it is
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
These are important things. It's not just because you have a phone and you're posting.
Mm-hmm.
And so in there was a line that some people have told me, quite honestly, they find a little shady. It was the line about what I can't really remember the word for it, but everybody is a social media influencer.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm. I
they
see
want
that.
To be a social media influencer rather than necessarily being good at what they are good at.
Just let me get the exact quote. Because I just read the line. There we go. Everyone wants to be or believes they are a social media influencer, and they seem more interested in that than in being good at what they may actually be good at. In an article entitled Dangers of Social Media for Athletes, the writer Joe Davis presented some interesting information, and he goes on to express that. Now, let's take, for example, persons who have been successful at adopting the methods of social media to get that brand ownership that you just mentioned, to utilize the tools that social media presents. Someone mentioned here...
like who?
The Cape Verde goalkeeper.
No. He did not do anything. Let me correct that. Mm-hmm. He was brilliant at what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And his performance went viral.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And that was because of social media and television.
Necessarily because he sat down and had a strategy.
Okay. I understand your point. Okay.
But it's an important point.
Mm-hmm.
Because
the tool of social media put his identity out there.
The goalie from Cape Verde focused on what he was good at.
Mm-hmm.
And social media ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an element of it that was happenstance, but it was based off of his performance. I don't know that he have a million, followers on any particular, no, he would have had it. I think I remember reading where he went from like 50,000 or 5,000 to millions in a short space of time.
Yeah, within 90 minutes of the game.
But let's be clear. He performed. So that's a difference than if he had sat down and said, so the comparison between the netball situation and their, what you want to put that respectfully, cries or their concerns, and him, to me is not a comparison.
All right, so then let's take Ronaldo for example. He utilizes his platforms. He has a strategy. Messi as well. So Beckham.
So if you notice, they focus on what they want their brand to be. Even I would say regardless of how they perform, right? But they perform. But if you look at, for example, if you look at Cristiano Ronaldo, he has focused over the years, if you were following him, on his training, his family, his what he eating. So inherently what he was focusing on was what he had identified was his brand values that will attract sponsors, followers. And when you have 18 million, or I think he must have hundreds of millions. So he now, if Ronaldo says tomorrow, hey, Tusker, right? Tusker Martinez on Freedom 106.5, boy, real heavy. Check it out. You go on viral. Right?
Ronaldo, I hope you hear that.
Because even if 0.001% of his hundreds of millions, they tune in, right? So what I'm saying is, it comes back to the headlines of that, the thesis then, that sport organization. So I'm saying that you raise netball, and I'm saying to them, if they're listening, that take responsibility. That's the other thing. Don't necessarily sit and say, yeah, we know whoever, right? But at the end of the day, we can't control what people say. Whoever. What you have to do is take responsibility for what is in your control. And that is, okay, let's sit down. What we want to get out of this? What we mean abiding? Okay, we need to raise our positive profile. We need to this. Okay, so those are the three things we want to do in the short term. And there's medium term, there's long term. then, so who are our target audience?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the stakeholders? Is it increasingly fan base? Is there a particular demographic?
Yeah.
Is it companies?
Mm-hmm.
All these are part of the conversation. I know some excellent social media crack shots, I call them.
Well, let's take it on that note for a second in terms of the Trinidad and Tobago Olympic Committee. Well, I don't even want to go Olympics just yet. Oh, good. Let's take football, for example. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be at least thinking how we can build a team in time for the next World Cup. Right, so probably we could get that strategy.
A thing, you know.
We'll be talking social media. We're just keeping it for social media for the time being.
Okay. So again, we have to, I say this respectfully, be careful how we conflating the conversation. Getting to the World Cup is a technical component and development component.
Where social media would be a component of that plan.
And social media will be a tool that you will could use to say, okay, how do we want to spread the information that we have in a tryout? How do we want to spread the information that we're serious about this? And then all that ties in to the umbrella of your marketing and communication plan, i.e., which has components now, including digital. How does that tie into an overall strategic plan of, in this, is it TTFA? I don't know. Others may know. Others in the building and the room may know more because they're in conversation with the power brokers. I am at this point the immediate past president of the TTLC.
No, I would say, okay, aside from those responsibilities, if you are able to build that social media presence plan, what would be the key things you would focus on in developing that plan? I think that's the way I want to put it. Set aside all of the titles and so on.
I'm saying it comes back to, people don't like to hear it, it comes back to, if you don't have a plan, then you're planning to fail. So it comes back to elements. And as I was saying earlier on, they have to sit down and have a conversation first with themselves, whoever themselves may be, and decide collectively and individually how they want to approach this in a strategic manner that does not fight within each other in terms of, identify what is a common objective for, in this case, netball or the national team. Where does the player's brand fit into that? It, at the end of the day, what we look at, you use Ronaldo and you use anybody else, don't happen by guess. Right? They have a lot of careful thought and planning that goes into these things. Right? You know, I don't want to seem overly, I don't want nobody to misunderstand what I'm saying. But again, that's why I came back to say it is for the national sport organizations, not necessarily the TTOC. The TTOC, I remember while I was president, we focused a lot on marketing. Set up a marketing department, focused on marketing, strategic communication plans, etc. There was very little anyone will tell you that went into that aspect that was guesswork. People wouldn't have always agreed, but so we're coming back now, you ask a specific question. So overall, if I had to make an observation, it is that there are very few team TTO athletes, and I use athletes here not necessarily to mean only one particular discipline. The whole if you want to say sportsman and sportswoman, but they use athletes as
to represent
an overall,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are not very many sport organizations that appear to have, I'm not saying there aren't, but appear to have a strategic, let's say, digital marketing plan,
mm-hmm,
that is delivering the objectives.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, again, not a criticism, if you use netball, obviously based on the interview,
mm-hmm,
and because I was in another meeting, I didn't hear it, and I'm very sorry for that.
That's okay.
There are some issues,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, if there was a plan, it hasn't delivered.
Mm. So here's what we're going to do. If an athlete for any discipline is listening right now, when we come back from the break, we're going to list out the very first initial things they need to pay attention to build that social media presence that would encourage, as you say, the attention necessary for endorsers. And 10:29 in the nation's capital. If you had to be there for 10:30, I am sorry to tell you that you are late if you haven't arrived to your destination. Try again tomorrow. We are trying to redefine the idea that Chini is always late. So I was trying my best to get people
Chini
to
time.
Be, yeah, you know, trying to move away from Chini
as
time.
A brand position, we need to use social media to change.
So on that note, if a new athlete is listening to us right now and understanding that social media can be
a blessing and a curse,
mm-hmm, and we want to be able to utilize the blessing part of it and mitigate as much as possible the curse part of it,
correct.
What are some of the details or main things they need to pay attention
to? Extend it, even though they may be shy, a lot of people listen and wouldn't call in. I would like to extend it because a lot of the athletes are young, unimpressionable, and need guidance.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to extend it to parents, guardians, family members, uncles, mm-hmm, aunties, people in the community that respect them and really believe that an athlete or young person,
mm-hmm,
has potential and talent that needs to be harnessed to be able to fulfill it. And the marketing and the social media component is now a critical and important part of the toolkit.
Mm-hmm.
What is the first thing I would tell them to do is there are many bright, very bright, really, really, really bright young people who may be their peers or other family members who, either by virtue of studying or experience, understand social media and digital marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them. Tap into them.
Mm-hmm. We got a phone call. Hello. Good morning and welcome.
Hello.
Good morning. You're live. All right. I guess the person is gone. 625-2257. 627-3223 is the number. Let's go back to what we were speaking about. You said
the first thing. Yeah.
Yes.
What was the first thing I would...
So utilize the people who you have around you,
yes,
who have a good understanding of how the social media thing works.
I have young adults now, let's put it that way.
Mm.
And when I see them and hear them talking and their friends talking,
mm-hmm,
and because they have their own businesses and stuff, and they have those peer groups, and they're using social media,
mm-hmm,
you realize that it has some real bright, very, very bright people. As a matter of fact, I can confess and say that I still, in various things that I do,
mm-hmm,
tap into the, for want of a better definition, the younger generation that grew,
mm-hmm,
up on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel I know everything, so that's why I can tell you they have them.
Mm-hmm.
The very same social media can point here, you know, you could see, and then you could also pay attention to who real and who not real,
mm-hmm,
who surfaced and who not surfaced,
mm-hmm,
who coping and who not coping.
Mm-hmm.
But it is important. I'm not saying it is a cure-all. I'm saying it is important,
mm-hmm,
because a lot of the team TTO athletes feel a little bit under pressure. So, for example, I know that I've heard that recently there was a headline in the papers,
mm-hmm.
and people found the papers was the headline was off,
mm-hmm.
and it was a big conversation on Facebook. My thing on it was, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a strategic communication something that they could point to and said, well, look, these are the media releases we sent out. This is the information we sent out. This is how we have been providing information,
mm-hmm.
and story angles the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks that this game is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And yet still, whatever. Because at the end of the day, just a jump, I try to tell people, the media, traditional media in particular, they aren't your free PR crisis mm-hmm. communication consultant.
Mm-hmm.
They have a job. They answer to a business
mm-hmm.
that's driven by advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Insofar as a win-win can be created, where you share information, you invite them to media conferences, mm-hmm. etc. You encourage them to do features.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that's part of a strategy to manage the narrative, especially when it comes to athletes?
In terms of,
as you said, the dissemination of information, communication,
yes, no,
PRs.
Why I come back to using the term strategic communication,
right. mm-hmm.
digital marketing, right? So we don't want to get over complex. Case in point. Of course, they're probably playing six figures for the consultant and advisor.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to, at least from afar, get an appreciation of how the machinery works,
mm-hmm.
look at Gianni Infantino
mm-hmm.
and the criticism he would have received, his original position about this $20 billion plan he had.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were watching, you said, why going on the way? And then you could actually tell when the experts kicked in.
Mm.
Because then there was a press release, mm-hmm. he apologized, he withdraw,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you had those who say he must go.
Mm-hmm.
So they had their own strategic communication plan. And then all of a sudden, you start to see this person say they will die for him, they're still backing him, they're still thing. That's, and using social media a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's strategic communication. Don't feel all that is just random.
Mm-hmm.
That's narrative, counter-narrative,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
shaping or trying to manage the negative fallout,
mm-hmm.
reposition the conversation. And I use that as an example because he was in a deep, deep mess.
Mm-hmm.
With
his
that
presidency was under threat, and he
under threat. If he didn't have,
mm-hmm.
he didn't do that on his own. If he didn't have that level of expertise around him, well, now so he tanking
mm-hmm.
because the kind of people who run into him. So I'm saying, from a sporting context, if you want to understand.
Mm-hmm.
The machinery, you may not agree with it. So I'm not telling you agree, like or like. I'm saying if you look on from a perspective of trying to understand how digital
how these things
and
work, yeah.
social media and strategic, that's a current example
mm-hmm.
of someone. So again, I come back to the question you asked. And this is the thing. So a point I would like to make is this. You used Ronaldo, and you could use Carissa Shields as another one. So I pay attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I like this.
I was going to say Jareem Richards as well. His social media building.
Jareem Richards.
Yeah.
Making sense.
Mm-hmm.
He would be one quite rightly I would highlight. another one that people don't like because I have a good relation with him, maybe because he's an ex-Fatima boy, Atto Boldon. Mm-hmm. Over the years, how he has used mm-hmm. to put out a context, right? I remember when I was campaigning and advocating for the black American athletes who were had a life ban from the IOC mm-hmm. and was running into a lot of kick up. I had to develop, as funny enough, a social media strategy to clarify the why.
Mm-hmm.
Why this made sense. Why I may have felt so strongly about it. So even when the IOC president at the time was mashing me up,
mm-hmm.
he had to do what he had to do. I had to do what was necessary to not get buried by the avalanche mm-hmm. of negativity and institutional shut up that was coming. Mm-hmm. I just say that to say, I'm saying by the same token, if, let's deal with netball, if netball feels stronger, I fully agree with them that their achievement deserved a better profile.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree that they deserve to be met at the airport by their, at minimum, association, mm-hmm. regardless of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, again, when I was in a position, I'm still on the TTOC executive, but I'm no longer the leading mm-hmm. front people. People could check. I made an effort where appropriate and necessary to be there, mm-hmm. regardless of the hour. So these things are important. But again, they form part of a strategic communication plan because, you know, people say, well, yeah, going to the airport is just going. No, going to the airport mm-hmm. communicates something.
Mm-hmm.
So that mm-hmm. is why it is part of your strategic communication mm-hmm. timeline. Go ahead.
Let's take a call. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hi, morning.
Good morning, welcome.
Yeah, I'm just going to hear my in a white corridor, it will be good by me, so I won't be able to listen to the program again until the show will be finished time and come out. But I just want to say something. You see this TKL team? They have questions and answers from me.
The who?
And they're lucky
TKR
for
team.
Me. Knight Riders, General Knight Riders.
Yeah, but we're not talking about cricket.
No, that's the current go by me, so I just want to get in this.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I will let Ian talk about it. I guess there's some controversy.
So what about TKR?
TKR, okay.
Yeah, well, Ian may come and talk. But is it
it's
a
not
social media
no,
issue?
No, not really.
It's a performance issue?
It seems so.
Okay,
it seems
right.
so. But we will be talking cricket after.
Yeah, well, it's, but good, to finish that, up. It's good that they're interested in the sports section, man. That's good. But you see, let me say this, right? Without appearing confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
This is an element of reality, which is we don't pay enough attention to some of the important issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that person, quite rightly, is a fan, I am assuming, or whatever. So his focus is a perception is something with the TTKL team, which
mm-hmm.
is performance-oriented,
mm-hmm.
right? But the conversation is about something that impacts the more athletes, because I would imagine that if you use TKR, from what I have seen,
mm-hmm.
they obviously, from what I have seen, they have some type of PR thing.
Mechanism going on,
mm-hmm. right? They have people focusing on that. So and a lot of times, this is the other point, which I didn't want to get into. Teams and organizations and athletes that have a very strong social media or PR or media or digital marketing plan
mm-hmm.
encourage controversy and clickbait within reason. Because they understand fundamentally, I apologize for saying it, that, you know, there's this saying, the truth must never get in the way of a good story. It's an age-old thing I heard. You may not believe it, but I remember back in the day, because I doing this thing since I was small, in terms of sport, old school editors and old school.
Well, when you mentioned earlier on that it is a business at the end of the day, those stories do tend to garner more attention.
So, for example, we come back to what you call it, right? The story that caused rub people the wrong way, right? Coming out of the CAC game. So somebody complain and they make a noise about the thing, and I say, that's not the people I did here, and no matter do they work. I say, but let me ask you something. You read the story? Well, I started reading it, but I said, well, I read the story. I said, and when you read the story does not necessarily reflect the attention-grabbing headline. Right? The headline just encapsulate the story and put out a fact. I say, is it that nobody did not put it that way? But the story that was written by the writer was not disrespectful, but everybody reacted to that. And again, coming back to the national sporting organizations and anything, before you react, that also forms part of your thinking and awareness, because there is a standard rule internationally. You hear it in any type of training you'll be exposed to. You can't win a war with the media. So be careful how you're running into the media. Right? And even if you find something is negative, it's either two approaches. You let it ride all the news cycle, or you use it as an opportunity to create a counter narrative. But again, that requires not adopting the position that you know. If you understand what I'm trying to say, but I'm making sense.
I'm making a lot of sense in that you know what the tools are and how they can be utilized. It's one of the first things that you said in the beginning, is a blessing and a curse. Understanding the platforms, understanding the tools, and understanding examples of how it was used well and also how it was used badly, you have the information there to decide what you want to do with it.
Right. So let me slip in a quick example about awareness and training. Years ago, I had the opportunity. I was then the Assistant Secretary General of the Trinidad and Tobago Olympic Committee. So that's a little way back in the day. And I had the opportunity and was nominated by the TTOC to attend a media training with the United States Olympic Committee at 2 weeks. I'm talking about this in the early 2000s, right? Because I would have joined 1997, early 2000. It was at the United States Olympic headquarters facility in Colorado Springs for 2 weeks, and I never forget. I made some firm friends out of this. The training you were exposed to, that whole thing, part of the training, and I admit, you had to do a strategic communication plan after the whole was a course, how to deal with things, and then there was this portion where they put you to be interviewed. Aggressive question. Then, and I remember, my reaction one time was like a freeze. And I said, I got flustered. Even though it was a play acting role. And I never forgot. They told me, and this has been done in front of everybody, so it's nothing negative to say, if you like. Remember, I was told, do I ever do that again? Don't do that. You get a question, because now they're also training you to be a trainer in how to develop the athletes, because it was how they approach the context of it was that they train their athletes every athlete that is selected on their team must go through this compulsory. They don't care whether it's a dream team or not. And I remember it was a thing they said, and I used it. They said, you get a question that comes at you aggressive or all. They said, don't panic, count to 10 in your head and keep a straight face. And if you really don't know, said, I will get the answer to that question and get back to you.
So you think every single athlete and even administration to a point should go through that type of training?
Yes, because if you look at, so I am sure you watch it, Duska. You may wonder, well, boy, look how nice. Go and watch, for example, the World Championship under 20 track and field team, track and field championship taking place in Oregon and finished. And look at how these young under 20 athletes from the U.S. and other countries, look at how they're dealing with, go and check it, they're dealing with interviews. Ain't that normal? That is preparation.
And preparation is key.
Yes.
And I think it was one of the things that you would put on the list as well to for new athletes and...
Not new athletes.
Well, athletes overall.
Overall.
Yeah.
Those who may not be exported. I would imagine, just like with Otto Bolden, Jerry Richards is based outside and he has a sponsorship with a big...
Adidas.
Well, you could call it, not me. And part of their thing is preparation. You have to be able to represent the brand. And yourself. So coming back to netball and the question you asked is that, come back to that headline, training is an ongoing conversation, because a lot of us allow our ego to get in the way and feel that by admitting we don't know something or we need to do something, is an admittance that we are less than something. I don't ever believe that. To me, if I don't learn something every day, then my day would be a little off.
Exactly.
Every single day,
yeah,
I see what I can do better and what I can learn. And as I said, coming back to... So, I have made a decision years ago. I am not... So if you're communicating with me on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, or TikTok, it's not me. The only two things that I am on, they are WhatsApp and Twitter. I made a deliberate decision on that. Why? I try to create a separation between what I do as president, when I was president, this, that, the other, and Brian Lewis. What I mean by that, from an organizational point of view, and this is important, this may be the last point I'll leave it to you, given time, is that, so we jump around, and this is why ongoing conversations on important matters are important, not making a plug. People say, but you should be. I said, no, the TTOC should be.
No,
and we
Brian,
have put that in place.
Yeah.
So anything related to all of these matters, we have put things in place. You have a social media person, you have expert, because we have an in-house personal capacity has been developed to deal with those things based on communication. Right? So the TTOC will have Facebook page, this page. If there's an issue or question to be answered, the response will be on the TTOC page. Don't look for me. I don't want to be. To this day, and people say you're losing out. I'm not losing out. If I need to get information on Tusker Martinez, I go to Google. Full stop. And Google will tell me.
Well,
I'm also on LinkedIn. So Google will say, if you're on this. And if I really feel a thing about something, I will either send you a DM, which I've done, and we communicate, and things get trashed out. I'm saying this is also things that need to be decided. Everybody feels they have to respond to everything. So a lot of times, even now, because I'm still the past president, I'm still involved in different things, Secretary General, people will send me things and say, hey, you see this? And I say, oh, wow. And then I send it to the expert, how to deal with this.
Basically what we are recognizing, it is something that any representative in the field of sport needs to be trained in understanding what to respond to, what not to respond to, how to respond, and how to really build brand, and also do the separation of the personal and the public life.
It may be a euphemism, but I prefer to say, instead of train, educate.
We've got 7 more minutes to go. Mr. Lewis, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
I mean, we haven't even ventured into the other tools that are introduced to social media, but that is another conversation
I'm
for a day.
I'm always happy, as I said, to come as desired and needed. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Have a blessed day.
Same to you.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.